Welcome. Chapter 3, the Hospitality Accommodation Segment. There are two main business sectors in the hospitality industry. Accommodation is to provide accommodation with you, usually food and beverages. And the food and beverage, where you're providing food and beverage to people who are local, commuting, transient customers, tourists. Hotel means an establishment held out of the proprietor as offering sleeping accommodation to any person presenting himself who appears able and willing to pay a reasonable sum for the services and facilities provided, and who is in a fit state to be received. Hotels can be classified by location: city hotel, suburban hotel, airport hotel, highway hotel or motel, function, commercial hotel, convention hotel, suite hotel, market segment, resort, health spa, timeshare, vacation hotel, casino hotels, etc., etc., etc. The distinctiveness of the property: all suite hotel, boutique hotel, extended stay hotel, holistic hotel, bed and breakfast, price, staff, room size ratio, under 150 rooms, under 100 rooms, 150 to 300 rooms, 301 to 600 rooms, more than 600 rooms, ratings: 5 star, 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 star, 5 star, super deluxe, 5 star deluxe, 7 star. Various types of accommodations used by travelers, respective of characteristics of their accommodations. City center hotels, because they are in the center of the city, it's required for businesses, residential, economy. Suburban hotels, when you have business or work in the suburbs of a particular city. Airport hotels, when you're in transit, you have more work towards the airport. Highway hotels, when you're transiting via what highway. They're located in outskirts of town, cities. Convention hotels, more than 2,000 rooms, more than 1,000 rooms, where you have huge hotel complexes, huge banquet complexes, where you can do convention centers, you can do exhibitions. Commercial hotels, located normally in the downtown areas. They're smaller than convention hotels. Resort hotels, where you have beach resorts, you have hill station resorts, where you're going for recreation facilities. A lot of more recreation amenities are available there. Variety of food, beverage outlets. Spa hotels, spa or wellness hotels, specific to treatments related to stress relations. Yoga hotels also there nowadays. There are also spa hotels. They have dietitians, they have exercise philosophers. Then you have timeshare vacation ownerships, casino hotels, going for gambling, going for other activities, all suite hotels. The hotel has only all suite rooms. Boutique hotels, mainly on the look and feel. Each boutique hotel's got a concept, so it's mainly concept related hotels. Extended stay hotels, you normally service apartments is the other word for it. So you have service apartments, you have the Oriental serviced apartments in Andheri, East Mumbai is an example. Historic conversion hotels. Taj Mahal, Mumbai is an historic hotel. Lake Palace, Udaipur is an historic hotel. Bed and breakfast inns. These are hotels which provide only bed and breakfast, like the Ibis chain. Guest houses. Normally, companies have their own guest houses, larger apartments with rooms, inns which have that, or even commercial spaces and hotels have guest houses. The Segal Guest House in Gurgaon, Mumbai. Hostels, cheap accommodations. They are bunk bed kind of accommodation, normally used. YMCA Mumbai is an example of it. Normally used by backpackers. Village Chalet, usually found in shillings and beach resorts. Poda Vada Beach Resort, Goa. Self-catering accommodation, bungalows. These are some of the characteristics. Various types of hotels will offer different kinds of products and services to the guests. And will run differently to meet the guest needs. A luxury hotel may provide more personalized service and facilities that may not appear in a limited service hotel. So a luxury hotel will give you more services, 24/7 services, 24/7 coffee shop. With a limited service hotel, you will not get that. Examples, 24/7 coffee shop, 24 hours butler service, 24 hour concierge, business center. Another way to classify hotels is their ownership. Private ownership, independent owner, partnership firm, local groups. Local companies are owned by companies like the Leela's, Taj Group, local groups. International groups such as Marriott. These are international groups, in part of international chain. Hotels can be operated in one of the following ways. Independently owned and operated. That is, I own the hotel, I run it, I own it. That's independently owned. Then management contracts. Now I go to a particular company and I do a management contract when they run the hotel, but the expenses are mine. The GM is theirs, the hotel is run by their standards, their logo, their everything. They are responsible to get business, they are responsible for the service standard, they are responsible for everything. Expenses are mine. So if I don't have any expertise in running the hotel, the operator is going to run the hotel and I am going to pay them a management fee for doing so. There is no upfront financing equity involved. So the management company does not put in any money. There is no equity which I am going to give. They give them a management contract for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. They will manage the company. They receive a management fees. So groups which do it, Sarovar, Ritz, many other groups are there. Then some owners invest, want to do franchising. Franchising is when I am taking the brand name, taking their standards, but I am managing and operating the property. They are not. They are giving me training. They are giving me, I have agreed to run as per their standard. So that is what a franchise is all about. So, but they're giving me the expertise, giving me training, they're giving me operational management, they're giving me centralized reservation system, but they're not actually running my property at all. They're not involved in my day-to-day activities. They provide me quality control mechanisms, purchasing in aspects, advertising, marketing. I give them a joining fee and I give them a franchise fee every day. Reference. Now there's the leading hotels of the world, which is a collective group of hotels which qualify into being a leading hotel of the world. So you get the logo of the common logo, you get the image, you get the advertising, and you get the association with different kinds of hotels in the leading hotels of the world. And the reference system, which works with that. The need for emphasis on hotel operations, very important aspect. Hospitality is run by its operations. Hotels need to be operated and well run. Accommodation needs a place to stay and sleep. That is, a lodging place is what accommodation is. So there are some hotels which are providing long staying guests, sometimes called permanent residents. But majority of hotels are short staying guests. Temporary residents, mainly travelers, business or leisure. More and more people are spending part of the time of the year away from home, on business, on holidays, on vacations. Many reasons. They need a place to stay. And staying in a hotel is more convenient than staying in a rented accommodation because of the services hotels provide. Many travelers require more than hotels. They require from hotels more than accommodation. They need one need to be provided for. Primary function is to provide accommodation for those away from. Supplementary accommodation plays a very important part in the total available tourist accommodation in the country. This type of accommodation can get rid of both international as well as domestic travelers. Principal forms of supplementary accommodation, hotels. Mainly for people who are traveling in highways. Motels are transitory accommodations on highways. That is what a motel is. Youth hostels. Mainly backpack accommodations. You find them in larger cities. Youth are traveling. They're traveling, they're roaming around on their own. These college students are moving from one country to the other to experience culture. They're staying in youth hostels. Caravans and camping sites. Camping is usually packed by hikers. So camping and hiking have become a part of the hospitality industry. Then pension. Also, does a private hotel, a guest house or a boarding house. Bed and breakfast establishment only provide bed and breakfast. Rest all meals are not provided. Holiday homes. Holiday homes are basically bungalows in villages or in the outskirts, seasides or any of these facilities which provides you with suitable homes during seasides, regions. Timeshare and resort conundrums. On-site, fun, flexibility, affordability, because it's timeshare. Airbnb. Airbnb is, I have a huge house, I would like to rent out a room or two for accommodations. That's how it works. So people connect to people, Airbnb accommodations are that way. Organizational chart of a hotel. So you have GM operations, finance, marketing. Finance looks at finance. Admin looks at HR and other aspects. Operations, front of, you know, earlier front office is housekeeping, food and beverage, procurement, maintenance. And marketing, look at market sales and marketing. Major departments of hotel. Accommodation department. Primarily built out of front office and housekeeping. So front office. The main function of the section are allocate rooms to the guest, do the check-in, maintain room records, reservation, collect room charges, other miscellaneous charges for various different services the guests have used in the hotel during the stay, take bookings, handle phone calls, handle guest complaints, guest requests. Front desk. And they have front desk and back desk. So front desk is mainly check-in, giving information, check-out. Cashier and front desk. Back office is your reservation, telephone operator, your business center. Then you come to the housekeeping. Housekeeping is the backbone of a hotel. It is where the first impression of the guest comes in as he enters, the cleanliness of the hotel, cleanliness of the room. It's furniture and fixtures, maintenance of the room, the linen records, the gardens, laundry, the staff uniforms. So housekeeping's got different sections. They've got linen room, guest, housekeeping desk, housekeeping store, in-house laundry, gardening section. Food and beverage department. That is basically food and beverage services. So they may have conferences, meetings, your banquets, your restaurants, your room service, your bar and lounges. All are covered under the food and beverage department. In food production, which is the backbone of the food and beverage department, which is various types of dishes are made. All your culinary skills are used here. So, provides food to the staff as well as the guest, as per what their order is. So, kitchen's got the various sections. You have the hot kitchen, which consists of North Indian, South Indian, Tandoor, Chinese, continental, your sweet section, a hot sweet section, halwai, mean sweet section. Then you have the pantry and cold, and then the cold kitchen, which is the pantry and cold kitchen. Pantry is tea, coffee. The cold kitchen is your juices, salads. You have the butchery department where you cut various cuts of meats. Then you have the bakery and confectionery. You're baking cookies, breads, making cakes, pie, pastries, etc. Significance of accommodation product. It is the largest department of hotel. more you sell in accommodation, the more money you make in every business. It's one of the largest source of revenue. Types of hotel guests. There's a pleasure traveler. I'm traveling for leisure. I'm traveling to see outdoor recreation, relaxation, visiting friends, relatives, attending sports, cultural events. I'm traveling for pleasure. Then you have the corporate business traveler. I'm traveling for work. I have to conduct business. I have meetings in various cities. So I'm traveling to different cities for meetings. You have two types of guests, the FIT and the GIT. FIT is the free individual traveler. The free individual traveler is a person who is traveling on his own accord, not with a particular group or a set of people. A group individual traveler is a person who's traveling with a group under a particular package. So it becomes a GIT. Then I have the domestic tourists who are local in this. Then I have conference participants. They form both as GIT because they're traveling in a group for the conference, or FIT because they may be attending a conference on their own. But their primary purpose is to come for the conference. It may be a company conference, company may be organizing, or it may be a mod conference. Then I have a very important traveler, which is very important person, maybe a celebrity, guest in a very expensive room, best friend of the owner, may include a politician. They become VIPs. Incognito is a traveler who does not want others to know he is traveling. Again, maybe a celebrity. Wants to go unnoticed. Types of plans available for booking of reservations. So basically there are four types of plans. AP, MAP, EP and CP. So let's start with AP, which is the American plan. Which is full board, means room rate and all three meals. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. All included in the room rate. Then you have the MAP, which is the Modified American Plan, which is half board. That is breakfast, room plus breakfast, or a choice of lunch or dinner. EP, which is room only. Only room. No meals are included at all. Even the breakfast is not included. And CP is room plus continental breakfast. It's called the Continental Plan. Then you have the Bermuda plan. Room rate that includes American or continental breakfast. Then you have the Go plan. Room rate and actual paid in the city of origin and stay and service etc. enjoyed against production of voucher and related properties, but conditions are applicable. So this complimentary voucher you bought a voucher through a travel agent. So as per what their voucher is, what voucher you purchase from them. So you are staying, but the payment is being done through your travel agent. The voucher. And then you have the complimentary rate. Now for some reason it is complimentary, it is comped off. Now local dignitaries, I mean your tour directors. It depends on the management, hotel to hotel. Room rates. The following criteria influence the room rates: type, size, decor, and location of room. So pool safing, facing room may be more, may cost more. Suite room may cost more. Standard room is different rate. Deluxe room is different rate. Then you have meal plans are included or not included. Then you have off-season and seasonal rates. Rates of different kind of seasons. Then for kinds of guests. Then length of stay and day of week. So if it's a city hotel, weekends will be cheaper than weekdays. If you stay for longer, you may get more discount. Then you have the rack rate, which is the rate which is published. The published rate is the rack rate, no discount rate. You have a corporate rate, so you do a deal with a corporate, they will send rooms to you, they will give you 100 room nights a year, so you give them a particular amount of discount and you fix on the rate of that. You may include amenities here and there for that. You have a commercial rate, then you have an airline rate. Again, it's a deal which is done with the airline company, the amount of for the crew when they're staying over to your room. So that's the airline. All for the flight which is grounded. Then you have a group rate which you're doing with different travel agencies where they're bringing in groups of 10 rooms, 20 rooms. You give one free room, you give a particular discount, you include, make a package around it, and you give a rate. That's your travel agent rate or the group rate. Your children rate, right? So basically, some hotels have children free till the age of 4, some have till 6, some have till 10, and then they charge a particular rate for an extra night. Then you have a package rate. The goods and services, whichever you want to include. So you may include a sightseeing tour also. Then make a package out of it. These are done for attract guests, create sales. Hotel brochures and tariffs. So hotel brochures are basically brochures which are used for sales and marketing purposes. They're used by people who go out to the market to meet corporates and various sales or travel agencies. They use the brochures. Basically, they have printed rack rates. They have photographs of facilities. They have restaurant outlets. They have all your facilities which are mentioned. And whenever you change your rack rates, you will print a new brochure. Then you get the different types of guest rooms and beds. So the different types of guest rooms are the twin, two separate beds. You have the double, which is one large bed. The bed size, then you have the queen, and you have the king size. Each different bed has a different size. Relationship between departments is a very important aspect, especially the accommodation department and the housekeeping. Accommodation and the housekeeping and every other department of the hotel. So relationships are very, very important. Without relationship, the whole hotel does not work as a team. When the whole hotel does not work as a team, it does not give the valued services. It does not give the create the wow factor and does not help the customer itself. Information should seamlessly flow from different departments to different departments. This provides high quality service. Housekeeping and front office work very closely as a team because when you're checking a guest, you can't check in a guest in a room which is not cleaned and serviced and made ready for arrival. Guests will not call the housekeeping directly, even if it wants water or wants a particular soap, they will normally call the front desk. So, relationship is very important there. Engineering. Again, housekeeping's responsibility to make sure the guest room is prim and proper at all times, everything is working. But the engineering departments and has to ensure that it is working. So housekeeping and engineering have to be going hand in hand. Television is not working, remote is not working, engineering department has to be called. The housekeeping closely monitors things. Electric failure, you may have a short circuit somewhere. All those aspects are there. Air conditioning not working, leaking. In every aspect, you call the engineering department. Hot water not coming. So these are aspects where housekeeping engineering are by hand in glove. Security, again, security of the hotel, hand in glove, both front office and housekeeping and F&B service. to ensure every area is safe and secure, in-house guests and your guests visiting your restaurants and bars, your staff, they're all safe and secure. Everything is safe and responsible. They're fully responsible for everything. They go hand in glove with every person working in the hotel. Information needs to pass on seamlessly. Housekeeping needs to ensure that doors and windows of occupied rooms are closed at all times. They need to ensure that sliding glass doors and connecting doors and windows are shut. If there's a suspicious looking person walking around, that needs to be informed to security. All these aspects come into place. But the security is responsible for the security of the entire hotel, including guests. Food and beverage. For housekeeping, it is during cleaning time. Everything has to be clean, linen, uniforms, everything. For front office, is if a guest has special requests, which they have taken in on different plans. So anticipating needs and making sure information is passed on to all departments and they all work in cohesion is a very important aspect. Sales and marketing. Now, this is a very unique relationship. Salesperson will go and promise something. Now it's up to the hotel to deliver. Each department has to deliver that. So the back-to-back conventions. If you promise something in food, promise something extra in the room, promised a food basket, all that information has to prime. Sales and marketing department wants the room right now, but your room is not ready. You have to ensure it's ready at the time when they require it. So it's a very important interpersonal relationship to have. Purchasing, if you don't get supplies, you have a problem. Housekeeping, F&B service, front office, every department needs the supplies. So you have to ensure, while deciding what brand, you have to decide quality, quantity, what is going to be a par value. When do you need to purchase, who are you going to purchase for, and what brand do you want. So all that, along with the purchasing agent, the purchasing manager, the executive housekeeper has to come to a conclusion, test various products, and then come up with a conclusion. Accounts. Financial controller is a very important aspect. Now, you put all your electric supplies and every supplies which you do, you have to have a controller. Person who will control what is the wastage, why is the wastage, how much are you spending, are you going above your budget, why are you spending more than what is budgeted for, is your revenue in collaboration with the budget, with the expenditure you're doing on purchases. So they have to work very closely with that. Guest supplies. Hotel provides a variety of guest supplies and amenities. What are guest supplies? Your toilet tissue, hangers. What are your amenities? In-room safe. Anything which is non-essential becomes an amenity. So you're providing a soap, but if you provide a face wash becomes an amenity. The soap is essential. So that becomes an amenity. So housekeeping department is responsible for all amenities and all supplies in the room. They control it. There are some properties which will have basic amenities, basic supplies, and some will go the extra mile. They'll have a fruit basket, they'll have flower arrangement. All has to be done via housekeeping. So housekeeping is called on to provide special amenities to guests. And they also have to, keep an inventory of unknown items. Unknown items include iron board. So if you give it to a guest, you have to keep it. It's gone to the guest, it has to be taken back. Then your guest forgets something, you have to ensure that you log in and you keep it. So all these things are there. Then there may be special needs items which you may need to provide. Wheelchairs, etc. So new type of hospitality business in the accommodation segment. You have micro hotels. They are small boutique hotels. Fewer than 100 rooms. more personalized and intimate services. Glamping, which is more of a glamorous camping. So it's basically tents which provide with hot water, running hot water, bed, electricity, just like a hotel. But it's a natural setting. So it's a tent business or a cabin. Then co-living spaces. They are basically rental apartments which two people share, three people share. They become co-living spaces. And virtual hotels is like they only exist in the virtual world. So you can have a nice check-in and check-out in and stay virtually online. Trends which are shaping the future of accommodation in the hospitality business. Sustainability. There's more demand for sustainable accommodation options, such as renewable energy, reducing waste, supporting local communities. So there's more demand for eco-friendly hotels. Technology is also another, there's more demand for technology-friendly hospitality companies. It adds to the guest experience. You can do a mobile check-in, you can do a mobile check-out, you can order online. So technology becomes a very important aspect. Personalization, looking at something personal. Experiences, so it revolves around a personality. So hotels take time and to understand the guests and their needs and make a personalized itinerary for them. And the flexibility which you can provide to guests. Flexibility is as day, same day checkout, short-term rentals, long-term stays. Some options, different kinds of operations. Thank you very much.